I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
Oh, you know, I'm just living and thriving. I'm very excited because we have come up with some plans. And guys, we have the best plan for our birthday.
Oh my God, it's going to be magical. Celebrating our 31st year on this planet is going to be literally magic.
Yeah. Do we want to tell the people early or do we want to do another teaser? We've been doing a lot of those.
No, we can tell them. I mean, I feel like they should know. I feel like there's been lots of hints between like my Instagram, my happy episode. Like you guys should know that something was coming to Colorado this summer.
Yeah. And it's only on the weekends.
Lame. It's okay, but it's because the cast members have like normal people jobs,
lives. Yeah,
I know, it's awesome. Anyway, we're going to the Ren Fair. It's gonna be fucking amazing.
Yeah, so our pre-chat was Leslie and I discussing
the wardrobe
the makeup. Our husbands are gonna go with us, so we are also their discussing
wardrobe and makeup,
their wardrobe. And I'm gonna just say, like, Robbie's gonna win.
Oh my God, I'll have to snap a pic because it's just gonna be the best. I'm anyway, we're gonna have so much fun. I'm just too excited for this.
Me too. And I fully support my husband's comfort level of just wearing a t-shirt that says I was told there would be dragons.
I fucking am obsessed with that.
Yeah, I don't think I could get him in some foofy pants.
No, I don't think so. Can we just, I'm sorry, I gotta pause for a minute. I can't kick Ripley because I'm gonna fuck up my toe, so hold on.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to stop? But yeah, I'm just really excited to
yo también
go. Yeah.
It's gonna I said yo también. Did you know what that means? Do you know what that means?
No. Oh. No, I didn't take Spanish.
Oh, it just means me too. But at least you know it's Spanish. Oh. Okay, good for you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I took every language but Spanish.
You just looked so confused.
I know. Well, because I was like, I thought you said it's time to begin. And I was like, girl, I already hit record.
What it's time to begin. That's how actually we're going to start the episode from here on out.
Yeah, that was a good segue. It's time to begin.
Oh, no, I mean, like, that's going to be our intro for the.
Oh, so we're not friends anymore. We're just going to be time. Like, it's time to begin.
It's time to begin.
You know, I did think of something for our outro that I think we really missed an opportunity
okay.
on. So you say, and we'll spook you next time, right?
Or next week.
Or next week. We could have literally said, we'll spook you next Tuesday. So it would be like cunt, but like with spook instead of cuh.
Oh my gosh.
Like how, you know how you say, see you next Tuesday?
I know how some people, yeah, use that analogy when they say that word
often.
Yeah,
we totally missed an opportunity where we could say, spook you next Tuesday.
I mean, who's not to say that? Why don't we just start it now? One day we just decided that was our outro, so we can just decide that that's our outro now.
Well, I didn't want to change it because it's your outro, but I just thought it was like, I was like, how did we not think of that?
Because I'm stupid. Okay, well, we'll give it a try. We'll see if I remember. We'll give it a try at the end of the night. How's that?
Okay, and you guys let us know what you prefer.
Okay.
Spooky next Tuesday or spooky next week.
I just have visions. Do you guys like say the outro with us? Is it like Small Town Murder? Aww. Where we all shout shut up and give me murder? Like, is it like that type of thing?
See, all of the things that I was thinking of were all like problematic people that have been canceled. Oh. So I'm really glad you found one that wasn't problematic.
Jimmy and James are fine. They're super nice. So
well, on that note, it's time to begin.
It's time to begin.
I am really excited. We're kind of going back to like season one, Old Moon, kind of true crime, kind of, but it's really not true crime. But it would have been really easy for me to like hyperfixate and do like, you know, season one me and have 97 pages of notes. But I only have three, and that includes my sources. So,
wow, that's like growth.
That's improvement. That's not hyperfixating on
getting every little detail correct.
Yes, and like getting to know the personal characters and their lives and like what, you know, their birth dates and what they had for lunch that day. Like, that was something that I used to really want to do. I used to, it was really important to me to like know everything about the victim. So
aren't you so glad that we've made this transition?
My mental health sure is. And yes, I
like, including after doing this type of research, like, aren't you so glad that like you don't have to fixate like that anymore?
Like, it's fun every now and then, but like,
but like not that intensely.
No, and we used to do it every week, and it was only it was every other week because we were taking turns. It still was exhausting.
Yeah, like props to the people that are still doing true crime, because not for us, guys.
No, it takes so much effort and work and pressure, and just, I will say though, a lot of the ones I listen to have researchers, so they don't do their own research. Like, some of them do, but like most of them have a team that compile information for them, and then they like research the you know, read the basically that, and then I don't know. I listened to two that I know have researchers, and they claim that they do their, like, they fact checked their research. So I guess.
So they read through the paper and they go, sounds good.
I don't know. But that's, I don't know if that's true. That's just, I can think of two, like I said, that I listen to that I know that they do that.
Well, and I just, I love our new era. Like, I'm totally down with just like new moon, new us, like with a little dip back into the old moon. But like, there's enough people doing true crime. Oh, we can do our own thing.
Yeah. We can talk about the weird random shit that we come across and
think of.
Exactly. And just live our own lives.
Exactly. Well, Leslie, should we stop with the suspense and should we tell our friends, the explorers, what you've researched for us tonight?
What I researched for us tonight. Tonight, we're talking about a ghost town in Colorado. I just say ghost town because it's completely abandoned now.
Really?
But it was a mining town in the 1800s. And they were basically, it's the home of what was called the Ludlow Massacre. I've learned.
How have I never heard of this?
How I had never heard of it either until I heard about it recently. And then now I did this. There goes my, there goes Ripley. so you might have just lost me, because usually when he fucks with that, it's, I'm gone for the night. Yeah,
I'm seeing your picture, which is beautiful.
Oh, thank you very much. I think.
And so strategically placed to hide the titties. So,
well, yeah, I think you've unfortunately lost me for the evening, because Ripley has fucked with my computer screen.
That's okay.
But, yeah, so I never heard of them either, and or this massacre. But basically, we can pretty much, like, it's brought up a lot during Labor Day.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And it's because of these people, really, that there are labor laws. And
No, I'm sorry. Little Colorado's the reason that these things happened?
One of the reasons, yeah.
Okay.
So, like I said, we're talking about Ludlow, Colorado. It is, it was founded in 1888 when the railroad was built through it. The Ludlow Mine was built by the Huerfano Coal Company in 1904. By 1911, the Colorado State Business Directory lists that they had 50 residents, a post office, saloon, a library, a feed store, two meat markets, a physician, and two grocery stores. Wow. And I was like,
so you get two choices for your meat and your groceries, but only one doctor.
Well, see, I was like, what the, like, I don't even have one grocery store in my town. What the fuck?
That is true. Oh my gosh. So you're like modern day 1800s.
And well, and I just was pissed off because it said there's only 50 residents and they have all of these amenities.
See, I like choices when it comes to doctors. So to me, so like, what if you don't like the one doctor?
You're shit out of luck. He probably wasn't even a real doctor.
Well, he's a barber, yeah, obviously, because exactly. That's what they all were.
Exactly. but they did say that this was like probably like the hub for a lot of the other mining towns, which was probably why it was so big with like businesses. So fast forwarding a little bit, in 1892, the company and another big competitor in the area, which was called the Colorado Fuel and Iron Company, merged together, and by 1884 they were the most lucrative for coal mining in the entire nation, like one of the most lucrative. So they were bringing in a shit ton of money. By 1901, the Rockefellers, I don't know if you're familiar with that name.
That New York ice skating rink.
They have ice skating rinks? Oh, I guess it is. They don't, aren't they also
the Rockefeller Center?
Don't they do something with like the Rockettes?
Yeah. Yeah. Like they have the Rockefeller Center where like the big tree goes up every year and there's an ice skating rink around it. Yeah. That's where my brother-in-law and sister-in-law got engaged.
Oh, that's so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's way cute. Well, so by 1901, those assholes were involved. They are assholes in the story.
They are. Well, they're assholes in life. So
yeah, yes. They are the bad guys. And so John D. Rockefeller Sr. was running the whole mining world by 1901, at least this mining world. And
so just to tie it back to an old episode, you said like these old rich families. Is Rockefeller another one that we can assume are Anunnaki?
Yes.
Ties? Okay.
For sure. Because they're still one of the richest families in the world. Mm-hmm. Still to this day.
Jeez.
And so it was John and then this other guy named George J. Gould. I like the name George J.
Yeah, George
J. So eventually George J. had like the most influence in the company. But after about 4 years, he pretty much took a step back and John took over control. Are you okay?
Yeah, my husband just turned the light off.
Scary.
So I just saw a flick.
Oh, God.
A flicker of light in my peripheral.
And so John transferred all of his interest to another Rockefeller. And basically, the mines were no longer managed in Colorado, and they were 100% managed in New York. And, like, care for the miners and the workers basically went out the window.
So because one brother decided he was done?
No.
Is that?
Just George J. decided he was done and basically got out.
He wasn't a Rockefeller.
Yeah, and he basically gave all of the Rockefellers his shares because he was like, I'm done with this shit. And they were like, okay, great. Thanks for taking, you know, we don't know how to run mines. That was all you, but we got it from here.
Wow. So that one man had so much influence that like a whole like company, like a whole career path was protected. And then he gives it to this like stupid rich family and they like just tear it to the ground.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Okay.
This
is fun. I love when we're going back to the time where one of us was guessing what would happen.
It is fun, right? It's kind of a nice little change.
Yeah.
It's like a mystery. It's like, who's the bad guy? Who done it? I already told you who the bad guys are, though. So something that's kind of interesting and I think important to keep in mind is that during this time, it was mostly European, Mexican, and Japanese immigrants that were working in these mining working for these mining companies in Colorado specifically. By 1902, the coal workers represented 32 nationalities. Sorry, I gotta spray my stupid goblin. and spoke 27 languages.
Wow.
And so by 1915, Anglo-Americans only formed 13% of this workforce. The rest were immigrants and people of color. And so because none of them spoke English, the white people who are the Rockefellers basically controlled a lot of this narrative, not only to them, but to the American public.
So like white people be white peopling forever,
always.
Yeah, like history is just repeating itself.
Yes, white people will always be white peopling. Sorry, I'm just spraying my goblin until he leaves my desk. yeah, no, they never cease to amaze us at how much they will. Yeah. So the CFI, who is this mining company, basically took the opportunity to tell America that they, quote unquote, were foreigners who did not intend to make America their home and who live like rats to save money. That was a quote, a direct quote from this mining official.
Wow, what a bitch.
Yeah, so like everyone in America is basically thinking that these people are like, I hate this word, but are like savage. Like they don't speak English. So to them, that means they're uneducated. You know, they don't look like them.
And then to associate them with like a rodent, it like gives you this like predetermined idea of what they might look like.
Yep.
And that's like what's crazy too, is like time and time again, we see this in history. And it's this, like, unfortunately, like, really simple blueprint. We're going to make them seem stupid. We're going to associate them with something that people don't like. And we're just going to turn the masses against, like, these people that are probably, like, really smart if you would have taken the time to talk to them in their native language.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Jeez.
I know. That just makes me sad.
Yeah, I like really appreciate the like Italian in me, so that I could really, I try really hard to just like disassociate myself from a white person. Well, someone somewhere said like Italians fell more in like the we shouldn't be associated with white people, we should be associated with like Hispanic people, and yes, I really appreciate that.
I've heard that before. I can see that.
I don't know if it's true, but I'd like to believe it is.
You know, whatever helps you sleep at night, right?
Exactly.
Oh my god, Ruby is wet, but he will not leave my desk.
Dedicated
to fucking pissing me off. It just also makes me sad. Like, I've looked at a lot of pictures today of these people, and they just were normal men and women and children, as we'll come to find out, that lived here. And it just is really sad that they were depicted as, like you said, rats. And it just is it's very disappointing. Ripley, you're just licking your tail. That's the other problem, is I can't hear with my headphones in, and so he's black. He's a black little void. My office is really dark. I can't, so I'm like, I have to keep like getting away from my mic to see if he is destroying my computer. Which I think he is. Usually we just spray the bottle and that makes him go away.
He is like, excuse me. Not tonight.
Yeah, he's not going away. Okay, so we've talked about, right, they said that they were just, they described them as terrible humans. So while the company is saying that these people are incompetent, right, they're actively separating them. So like there were, you know, a lot of Japanese people, they were like mixing some Japanese people with the people from Mexico so that they couldn't communicate, so that there wasn't like a camaraderie, and they were literally actively avoiding like them unionizing together and realizing that they're being treated like trash and realize that there's more of them than there are of, you know, the bad guys. So they're like actively separating them and just making them work in terrible living conditions. Excuse me. Can you, why don't you just get out? Why don't you just go away from here? And then I don't have to spray you anymore.
Cause and effect.
You're going in the corner with the cords. Go in the other corner out of my desk. See, this is why it's, children would be so much easier. Exactly. I could explain cause and effect.
Yeah. Well, and mine's like in her crib right now. So like really, they're easier just because like
you can trap them. Contained. The last time I put Ripley in his like carrier, what happened?
Oh, my dog just walked over for attention, and she touched me, and I wasn't expecting her.
But yeah,
I thought that they were both in bed. They're not.
So, what's up, mom?
Yep, chap.
Chap. Anyway, he freaked the fuck out the last time I put him in a carrier. I'm not gonna do it again. It didn't go well for any of us.
We were all traumatized by this situation.
Yeah, we were just trying to clean up his cage, but it was when he was a baby, and it was very sad for all of us. Anyway, so right, they're keeping everybody apart. And I think they finally were like, okay, well, us keeping them apart isn't working. You know, they're still getting a little bit of news, outside world, outside radio, what have you. So they offered them, did I just get louder?
Mm-mm.
I feel like he's fucking with my stuff.
Leslie's going to have to do so much editing for this one.
This just means that I've been in this room for too long. And he's not. Yeah, wrong.
I know. We do have to start limiting our beforehand talks because he has gotten a little rowdy the last couple times.
Yes, he has. And I think it's because I work in here and I've, you know, I have lots of projects. I've been in here all day. Anyway, so the company decided that they were still communicating somehow. So they are still getting outside world information, and it's like now that's, you know. I think our news is limited now.
Yeah, before would have been
even worse, right? So
Did the company just like, were they paranoid and they thought this, or did they have proof that this was happening?
So there are strikes going around the world. Like I learned in Greece specifically. There was a really big strike in over there. So I think that they were just seeing what could happen if their workers were deciding to retaliate.
So it was like a little bit of paranoia, a little bit of like predictive, this could happen here. Let's try to make it as difficult as possible.
For sure.
Okay.
So they started having like mining communities where they would build them like houses, and they had churches. You know, they offered them quote unquote schooling and food and water and electricity. They offered them movies and books and radio stations, but they were just made for the mining towns, which means they completely controlled everything, every single thing they listened. They listened to, they watched, they ingested, they heard any source of entertainment, food, what.
Could you imagine your job today doing this?
No.
Like, that's so crazy that these jobs, like, were their life.
Well, and we'll come to find out, they weren't even, they did things that were illegal in Colorado.
Of course.
But they just got away with it. I don't know. So yeah, they're being completely controlled, right? And I think if we've learned anything in the most recent future, it's that if you're uneducated, that doesn't mean that you're unintelligent. That just means you're uninformed, and so you just don't know. You're just living in the dark. But the country was actually so dependent on coal. Because at this point, you know, we've got cars, we're getting more communities, we're learning about heating and things like that. Coal is so, the railroad specifically was so dependent on coal. They actually, like, if the workers knew how important they actually were,
they could have probably demanded the Rockefellers, like, wealth.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's just as really, it's a sad, sad example of, again, not being educated or not even knowing what's going on, because your everything about your life is so controlled by someone else who has more money and more status than you. So, eventually, the company towns were guarded internally, by people that were promoted. They were usually miners that were promoted to be like marshals. They were in charge of ensuring things like sanitary conditions. They guarded, and I do mean guarded, the entrance gates. There were curfews that they maintained, and they also would inspect the houses and like make sure that the miners were taking care of the Rockefellers' things, essentially.
Wow.
So I didn't, it's not like painted.
That's like
snitches.
That's like paid slavery.
Oh, yeah, for sure. This is for sure paid slavery, 100%.
And not like paid well. Like, don't get me like twisted. Like, wow.
Well, and like literally my next bullet. So this was illegal in the state of Colorado at the time. But the mining company, so they gave their workers what they called tokens as payment. And they used these tokens. The miners had to use these to get, you know, groceries at the grocery store. Or they had to pay their bills with these tokens. So it like literally wasn't even real money. It was like the mining company being like, here's your wage. But then they...
Here's your monopoly money.
Yeah, but they literally got it back because that's how they got food for their family.
But then it wasn't like real money anyway. So they were just giving them like what I imagine Bitcoin was a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So they were just like, here's our fake currency.
Yes, yes.
You think you have, you know, wealth and all of this stuff, but really like you have no real money. What?
Yeah, that whole Bitcoin thing, I don't even know if we want to go down that rabbit hole, but definitely something to look. If someone was willing to die by suicide, by lighting themselves on fire, I felt like I needed to read what he had to say. So I did. I recommend, and you know, if anyone else is interested, this is about 10 pages.
You're going to have to educate me on that because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Cliff notes, there was a man who lit himself on fire outside of Trump's one of his court cases. He died. It was very graphic and violent. And anyway, he wrote a manifesto that he was wanting us to. He said, you know, please read this. Take this as this my death as a hint that you need to read it. So I read it. He basically insinuated that Bitcoin was a government Ponzi scheme. And which means, like you just said, it's fake currency. It's give me money for something that isn't real and then I'll pay you back. But there's nothing to pay them back with. They've already stolen the money and spent it and invested in it. And there's those people will have lost all that cash.
Craig did. He used to work with someone who was like one of the first. I don't know if it was Bitcoin, but it was one of those like. I don't know. I call it like
digital cyber, currencies, whatever.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But maybe he was in it just early enough and he got payment from other people that jumped in, but he retired at like 40.
Good for him.
And he's got like a very nice lifestyle set up for him. But I think Craig said he was like one of the first people that maybe got into it in our area.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad it worked out for him. That's just what.
Yeah, but like not. But it's taking money from Paul to pay Mary. Like, yes. Depending on where you fall in the totem pole, like you might not.
Yes.
Ever see money?
Absolutely. And that's what I can't. I wish I could remember. I need to know his name. I should know his name, but that was what he insinuated and basically said like, Trump and Biden, they're on the same side. Like it was planned from their bosses, like they're just using it as a distraction to divide us and blah blah blah. I don't anyway, it was like I said, it's about 10 pages. I decided I wanted to read it.
Yeah.
So
Well, we'll have to go. We'll put this on our list for a future episode. Ooh, guys. Yeah. We would be happy to jump into Bitcoin and other conspiracies.
Yes, definitely. Hmm. So sorry for the distraction.
No, you're okay. I mean, again, this tangent was on topic-ish.
On topic-ish.
Yeah, that happy gray area we like to live in.
In and on.
In and on.
So then on top of the tokens, the wages that you were paid, you weren't paid like hourly or anything like that. You weren't paid for what they called quote unquote dead time, which was like mine maintenance, cleaning, drilling, digging, like literally all that stuff.
What?
Yeah, they didn't pay.
Like the things that made the mines like run, you weren't getting paid for?
Nope. You were only paid for the amount of coal that you mined. It didn't matter how much time you were down there, how much time you had been mined, if you were only paid for the amount that they could physically get from you.
Jesus.
So it's just really bad, right? It's really, really bad. Mm-hmm. From 1884 to 1912, more than 1,708 men died in Colorado, in Colorado's coal mines, mm-hmm. which was twice the national average of coal mining back then.
So they were like unsafe as well.
Yes, they are incredibly dangerous, and like Colorado is the worst. Like mm-hmm. CFNI, which is the company that owned Leadwell, they literally had an explosion in one of their Jesus. Mines in 1910 that killed 75 men.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it's not safe. It's so dangerous for, I mean, it just, and they're not getting paid. They're literally doing it for free, for nothing. Mm. And they're just being treated like garbage and being told by, you know, being called savage and being called unintelligent and being called rats by these people who are just controlling every bit of their life.
And then they're being given Chuck E. Cheese tokens and they think that they're going to get some cool looking prize. And then it's a clicky pin.
Yep.
Oh my God.
So the strike. Like I kind of alluded to, there were mm-hmm. some strikes going around worldwide. There was an organization mm-hmm. called the United Mine Workers of America. And they started to arrive in Trinidad, which is in Colorado, which it's basically like the biggest town closest to Leadwell, kind of by Pueblo. Mm-hmm. So they went to Trinidad in August of 1913. Mary Mother Jones was one of the first ones to arrive. She was described as a militant crusader for the rights of the laboring men. She was an idolized leader. Like she just was someone that people really looked up to. She was like an 80-year-old woman who would get arrested for protesting for laborers' rights. A total yeah. badass. And she was yeah. like one of the ones who was like leading. There was a big parade in Trinidad that weekend. She was one of the ones who led it. Just telling people, aww. You know, she wanted to let the miners, she finally told the miners what the nation thought of them. It was like their first time of being like, mm-hmm. what? They don't know that we're normal human beings. Like they think we're some rats. Yeah. So she was like, let's go in this parade. Let's hold signs. Like, let's show them we're here. We're real people.
Exactly. Who you are.
So it was on September 15th, they got together. So not even a month after she arrived, the union got mm-hmm. together with a select group of officials from the mine and the area. And they came up with some terms. It included recognition of the union, a 10% mm-hmm. raise increase on wages and token.
Ooh. Hopefully with real money, not tokens.
Well, they said on wages and tokens. They also wanted to start getting paid for that quote unquote dead work,
mm-hmm.
Which also included timbering in abandoned mines. So that meant like cleaning up the abandoned mines that no longer were in use. They weren't
they weren't even getting paid for that. And that's like probably the most dangerous job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Also laying track for the railroads that they used in the mines. Just like a fuck ton of things.
Like literally the thing that was making the mines work.
Exactly.
Jesus.
They asked to be able to purchase things not like outside of Leadwell. So like they asked to be able to go to Trinidad and be able to like purchase, you know, get real wages.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to be able to live in any house, not they didn't have to live in the mining camps.
Yeah.
They wanted to visit any doctor of their choosing. They are like you. Yeah. They don't like that one physician.
Fuck that barber.
They really wanted to see the enforcement of the already existing Colorado mining laws. Which seems mm-hmm. like a reasonable ask.
Yeah.
And last but not least, they wanted to end the system of the mine guards. They wanted to get rid of this, that hierarchy that, you know, caused all this fucking friction.
Yeah. Those all sound like reasonable human rights.
Incredibly reasonable. And they told the president, who was some asshole named Jesse, I don't know. They said, you have until September 23rd. To get your shit together or we're going to start striking.
Hell yeah.
And Jesse said, cool story, bro. We'll just fire you and find someone else to take your place. Like, you're an immigrant. You don't speak English. See you next week. So they fired them. But not only did they fire them, but that meant that they took their housing away. Oh, so they had nowhere to go. And a lot of these people had families. There were pregnant women, children. So they had no place to go. They were just abandoned. But the union was like, it's all good. Like, we got your backs. And so they actually created a like a tent colony just outside of Ludlow that they let. There were about 1,200 miners and their families that lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived there for a couple months and they tried to make it look as civilized was the word that I heard as possible. They made streets. They like lined their tents along the streets. Like they were trying to show people were real people. They had a pharmacist, like they had a grocery store. Like they were trying to just really let the American people know, even though we don't speak English, like we're still American.
Yeah, we can make neighborhoods.
Yes, absolutely. So a little bit about the tents. They all had these like kind of basements that were buried underneath the tents. They used them for like storage. They said, because again, they mentioned a lot of pregnant women. Every single source, video, podcast, I did a lot of research on this. I could have totally hyperfixated, but I didn't.
But we know that there were pregnant ladies.
Yes. And a lot of times they used those underground areas for like labor and things like that. Most importantly, they used it for shelter to protect themselves. And on top of the little holes, they had like actual real wood that they used as the flooring of their tents. And then it was a tent on top. So, I mean, it was kind of a stationed home, almost like a manufactured home.
Okay.
So the attacks leading up to the massacres, thing that I read said that historians don't really know what happened. Like they don't know about all of the like dates of the attacks, but they do know that there were quote unquote attacks from both ends. Basically just sounds like they deleted history. They knew like I heard that the strikers were damaging property of the mine of the miners, which it's like, okay, that's really not that big of a deal.
No, but like
It's
ammo
sure.
for the other side, yeah.
Sure. I didn't see what the guards did as retaliation, but it sounded violent.
Oh, yeah.
It sounded like they probably were beaten and possibly even killed.
Oh, my God.
So that's crazy. But basically, they've said, like, the minutes from the mining, like the union notes, they're all deleted. Like it'll either say no minutes were discussed or no changes were made. Like they will be like one sentence. So they don't really know what happened. But on April 19th, 1914, the colony was celebrating the Greek Orthodox Easter. So they were all together. They had lunch. They were whatever. And all of a sudden, these group of people appeared. And the people at Ludlow thought it was the National Guard. Because throughout this whole strike, there had been rumors that the National Guard was going to come, mm-hmm. you know, and separate these guards and mm-hmm. the miners because it had gotten so violent.
Mm-hmm.
And so they see these people come up and all of a sudden they start shooting into the camp. And they ended up shooting one of like, he was from Greece. He was one of a big union member. His name was Luis Ticas. Sorry if I said that wrong, but they shot him and killed him. And he was like really beloved in this community. He was, like I said, he came all the way from Greece mm-hmm. and was like teaching them how to like stand up for themselves and how to union. I mean, he was a miner by trade. Mm-hmm. And he just sounds like a badass. Like all of the strikers loved him, mm-hmm. but like the mining guards were terrified of him.
Well, yeah, because he was the one that could start the revolution.
Yeah, so they shot him on Easter, on April 19th, and that basically just started the massacre the next day on 4/20. They shot into the colony more and started to burn tents.
Oh, my God.
I watched a documentary by PBS, and, mm-hmm. you know, they were like, I don't know if they were, like, trying, if this group of people... We come to find out our guards and not the National Guard. It's mm-hmm. these mining guards and a militia that the Rockefellers had hired, which was illegal. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, I don't necessarily know if they went in to like kill these women and children or if they were just trying to get them out. Mm-hmm. I don't know. You know, we don't know. But they ended up burning the tents. They kept shooting into the tents. All in all, 25 people were killed during this massacre. Mm. 11 children and 2 women were found in one of those basements mm-hmm. that basically they went under there for shelter. The tents were burned and it got buried and they suffocated and died. Yeah. And 3 of the militia died. Whatever. So after the Ludlow massacre, miners basically sought their revenge. So for over 10 days, they went from Trinidad to Louisville and basically went into a civil war, mm-hmm. Something that's described as the most bloody event that's come from a labor strike.
Mm-hmm.
They say that over 200 people died throughout that 10 days between... miners, strikers, the guards. The National Guard did arrive eventually.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. It looks like they arrived in April, of 1914.
Mm-hmm.
But the strikes continued through December. So
oh my God.
It was a month-long thing.
Yeah.
So that's the research. They obviously the mining company no longer treats people that way.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't see like when America decided to wake up and be like, oh, that's wrong, let's do labor laws. But it's because of massacres like this that our lawmakers did decide that something was wrong.
Yeah, we couldn't treat people like shit and not pay them and become millionaires. Did the Rockefellers ever have like repercussions?
No, they didn't.
What?
And it's because we've come to find out they paid the news sources back then a fuck ton of money to basically keep their name out of it. And it's just funny, like I even on PBS, the things that I read, mm-hmm. they all said the National Guard. So like in my notes, I have the National Guard written a lot of places that mm-hmm. the National Guard killed these people. It wasn't until I like got on TikTok and YouTube and started to like really dig deep that I figured out that it was a militia, and the Rockefellers did actually get in trouble. I think there was some, they got fined by
I'm
like,
sure yeah a fine but, that didn't probably faze them very much.
That's chump change to them, and then they moved about their day and it was fine. But it's just the fact that they've deleted the minutes of a fucking union, I mean, it's just, the whole thing is just fishy, and I just
mm-hmm.
It's very sad.
That's so crazy. It's, well, and like, we live in Colorado. I've never heard of that.
Nope.
Like, I think I even had to take a Colorado history class when I was in college for my degree, and that was not something that popped up.
No, I had never heard of this. I saw it on TikTok, obviously.
Wow. This is why, I'm sorry, guys. I know everyone talks about how TikTok is, you know, it is what it is. And some people think it's dumb and some people like are like me and like it. but this is why, yeah, this is why this can't, like, it can't be banned, because we're educating ourselves, and it's not necessarily, I mean, I know the algorithm is a little biased, but like, for the most part, the information that we're receiving is not like what the news is like. And it just, the news companies have been in these rich people's back pockets forever,
the whole time.
Like, it's crazy. I bet you could trace it back to like ancient Rome. Like,
yep.
I bet that this has always been how humanity is. And like,
yep.
Unfortunately, the worker and the minority just doesn't realize, or maybe they do, I shouldn't say they don't realize, but like, banding together almost happens too late, and then it's so mm-hmm. violent when it does happen. Like,
that they like scare us.
Yeah. Well, and like, they kill us. Like, because mm-hmm. the fact that the Rockefellers were making money off of these people, essentially needed them to continue to get money. And these people were so expendable to them that they were like, oh, we'll just kill all of them and start over.
Literally. Like, you know, you want just basic human rights? Fuck you. I'm going to go find someone else.
Yeah. I'm going to go find the next group who doesn't go through this. History repeats itself. You can only treat someone so badly for so long before they absolutely snap and lose it. And and then you do this again, and then you just keep doing it. Like, eventually people will stop coming.
You would think.
Oh my God. That's so insane. Like, wow. I'm just like so disappointed that this wasn't like a thing that we learned.
I know. I feel like we definitely should have learned this like around Labor Day. Like, this is because I don't know what, you know, like Labor Day, whatever. What the hell does that mean? But like,
I get a day off. That's all I know. Like, obviously there are people, I know there are people who suffered so we could have labor laws, but.
But wow, it's crazy.
But this damn. Is like not suffering. This is like murder.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, you know, when we talk about every once in a while, like thinking about what other timeline we would like to live in, I'm starting to realize like this is probably the best timeline for me, because I mean, I'm based on personality, I couldn't keep my mouth shut, so I probably would have been one of the first murdered.
Oh yeah, I would have been burned at the stake. Like, no way would I have made it.
Yeah, and then like reincarnation coming back, like wouldn't be able to shut my mouth when I was like, why do you keep giving me Chuck E. Cheese tokens? I would like real money.
Like, this is nothing. This is literally not giving me anything.
Yeah, that part completely baffles me. How a company could be like, well, we'll kind of pay you, but we'll also pay you in tokens that we just take back, and they're not real money.
That are literally illegal. Like, it was stated that this is illegal in Colorado, but they still did it.
Well, again, that's the part that you were talking about with the education. Like, people just didn't know.
Right.
Like, if you can't speak the language, you're not going to pull out the law book and be like, what does this say? Like,
this isn't right. Exactly.
Yeah. Like,
and you're an immigrant to this country. You came here being told it's amazing. You're going to have this amazing life. Like, they don't. I mean, it just is. Just terrible. It's awful.
And so, sorry, keep going.
No, go ahead.
Do you think the American dream was a way to get immigrants to come here so that they could do these like horrible jobs?
Ooh.
I've never thought about it before. It just hit me.
I've never thought about that either. You're probably right. Yikes.
So like what our country is built on. This dream that everybody thinks is happening. And like there are people who like, you know, we've all seen the inspirational stories on TikTok too. There are people who admit like they started their own business or whatever America allowed for them to do, and they are living their definition of the American dream. But really, like, I wonder, like, because I know the original American dream was like when we separated from England and like did all this stuff that has also been rewritten. Yeah. And so the American dream was like getting away from the Queen. Like that was like originally what the American dream was. But I wonder in these like timelines, if it got manipulated to be more like propaganda to continue to convince immigrants to come here so that we, mm-hmm. and we, I mean, my family, obviously everyone's family is immigrants. Most people's families are immigrants. But what if it's just like propaganda to continue to keep that funnel coming so that the rich people didn't have to do the shit jobs?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's really shitty. That gives me bad feelings. I know. It gets me. Yikes.
Golly, one of these days, I'm just like not going to have a deep thought that'll totally ruin the evening.
I know, what a downer. Well, we knew this one was going to be kind of a downer.
Yeah. This, like, you know, when we talk about our, like, transition from, like, old moon to new moon, I don't really notice the difference a lot because it's just, like, sitting down once a week and talking to my best friend. But now that we've done a dipped back into, like, old moon story, I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, new moon is fun. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel shitty. I feel bad. I don't feel good right now.
No wonder our mental health was just struggling.
Oh my God. Yeah. I said, I totally could have fixated. Uh-huh. I found some really cool TikToks that definitely will be posted. I can tell people have fixated.
Yeah.
Thank God for them. But
you didn't have to. Yeah.
Exactly. But yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's insane. Like, you said you watched a documentary on PBS. I'm going to have to look into that because that sounds really interesting. Yeah, that would be great.
It's only 30 minutes.
Oh, easy. Yeah, that sounds really interesting. And like sad that all of these immigrants like still don't have their story. Yeah. You know, like, yeah, like, of course, this. And probably many other strikes like this in many other companies and job professions. This probably wasn't the only thing happening like this at the time, because it was big enough that they had to pass laws and they gave us a federal holiday. So, you know, it's fucked up when you get a federal holiday.
You know, that shit was rough.
Mm-hmm. So I just can't imagine like how horrible it actually was.
Mm-mm.
Wow, that's crazy. Good job, Leslie.
Thanks. Thank you. I'm glad I know this. It's good knowledge to have.
And you said it's a ghost town, so has the town never like built up again?
Nope. When the mine closed, they pretty much just left it. I did look on Google Map. Mm-hmm. You can't. So where Ludlow, I took a picture, where it's marked on Google Map is not on the road. So like I can't basically go to it. I can only go on the street. But you can clearly see where the road, there is a road that will take you to where this ghost town is. So I think we just need to go.
We do. That would be fun. I'll have to ask. Craig has some friends who are originally from Trinidad. I'll have to ask if they know about this.
And like my mother-in-law is from Trinidad. So
ask her
PJ,
too.
You know, she's a listener. Sound off.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Familiar.
Yeah. Leave us a comment. Let us know if there's anything like still
there. I'm sure it's haunted. I'm sure there. I did see there are buildings. There are some remains that are still there. Mm-hmm. There is a a memorial near the site that they're pretty actually they did confirm was the site they actually even found the site where the women and children died, and they made like a tomb for them.
Oh, that's nice.
So yeah, there's some things down there. Like I said, I went on Google Earth and tried to look around a little bit. I just can't see the ghost town from Google Earth.
That even makes it more like intriguing. Like, spooky, there's so much energy that it's like blocking that. Right. It's almost like they're protecting themselves.
They're probably, honestly, I just got the goosebumps. They probably are. They're probably just living there. And it's like they're unbothered. They're uninterrupted. They're just living in their own time.
Well, I would still like a sign of permission, because I would really like to just, even if it wasn't like anything other than like not exploring deeply, like if we got weird vibes, but like I would just like permission to like, from the spirits, to just like look at it.
Oh yeah, I want to go so bad.
I do too. Okay, so we'll put that on our list of to-goes.
Of to-goes.
Yeah, and then we'll have to, we keep making these lists of things to do, because, and I want to do all of the things that we're saying we're doing. It's just, I want to have equipment so that the explorers can experience it with us. And that equipment is expensive.
It'll happen one day.
Yes. So someday when we can justify getting equipment and all of that stuff, I really think that we would have a really cool list of things to go check out.
I'm in. Okay. Make a YouTube.
Yeah. Oh, God. Never had that on my bingo card. Oh my, that we would might become YouTubers.
We're going to be influencers.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, good job, Leslie. I think that is a very important story, and I'm glad that you educated us, because
thank you.
It's a very big deal, and hopefully it pushes, I know it's going to push me to look more into like why we get some of the federal holidays that we get.
Me too. Yeah, I, like I said, I think this is definitely going to be something that I'm just going to like have to think of every Labor Day at the minimum. And share and remind people of. So
yeah,
you'll so be that we'll share this episode a couple of times.
Yeah, well, and so that their memory is still alive, because they deserve that.
And they didn't die in vain, right? They died so that we can be treated fairly and have a livable wage and not be literally, like you said, like literally like slaves.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and at least anything, we have legislation. So if that's not happening, we have a course of action to go against companies. So, wow. Well, good job, Les. That was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, guys. Well, in the comments below, PJ, please let us know.
Yeah,
have you been to this place? Is it creepy? Like, will you take us? Girls trip?
Oh, my God.
Well, you can go see your hometown. I've actually never been to Trinidad before, so.
I haven't either.
Yeah, so I'm down for that. And then in the comments below, guys, let us know, are there other ghost towns that you want us to look into? Did you guys know about this? Did you know about anything that maybe put labor laws into effect? Like, let us know.
Yeah, we want all the deets.
Yeah.
So on that note, we will spook you next week. Oh, fuck. We'll spook you next Tuesday.
Bye.